18 minutes to 6. Well, on the back of their fourth AFL season, the Gold Coast Suns decided that they were going to take the next step in their quest to make finals and be a serious player in the AFL. They needed a change of mentor. In stepped Rodney Eade to replace Guy McKenna, and the Gold Coast new coach is good enough to join us here on the run home. G'day, Rodney.
Hi, Brett. How are you, mate?
Going pretty well. Life back in southeast Queensland, 23 years on from guiding the the Brisbane Bears to a flag back in 1991. What's it like?
Yeah, it's a long time ago, isn't it? I tell you, it's a lot hotter than I remember. It's been unseasonably hot, they say, but it was 38 yesterday. So it is fatiguing for the players and fatiguing for an elderly gentleman like myself. I get home and go to bed very early.
And coming in a bit later, have you had to sort of fast-track everything? Obviously, you've got to hit the ground running and put everything in place in terms of the program and coaches and all the support staff you want, get to know the players pretty quickly. I imagine it's been pretty full-on.
Yeah, it has, I suppose, being appointed a little bit later. But you trust some people. Obviously, there's some good staff there. Stephen Swartz runs a very good program. So you run with the program. We've tweaked a couple of little things along the way. And the coaches are obviously very very capable as well. So, and I've been pleased with the program and how everyone's working. And certainly the players have embraced a higher workload and a higher work rate, so that's been pleasing as well.
Well, I've been reading some comments that you've made in the last 24 hours that the Suns have much to learn. They don't know a lot in many ways. Can you expand on that?
Well, I think as a young group, when they first started, it was really just kids are 18 and 19. So really, you know, programs are going to be just to get them developed slowly physically and probably just be able to cope with the rigours of AFL football. So really, the expectations were on them to play finals. So you can go along at a steady pace if that's the right phrase. Mm. But certainly my expectations, but certainly the club expectations, and internally is that we're going to compete hard for a final spot, whether we can get there or not. But you know, there's a lot of good teams in the competition. But to be able to do that, you've got to raise the bar in a lot of areas. So talking to people within the club and coaches and that, we lift the training intensity and what expectations are of an AFL player that's going to forge a finals career as well as aim for top four. So that's the top four or five teams in competition really set the standard for everybody to follow. So I think for us, you know, we've got to aim to be there. And I think to compete with those teams, you've really got to lift everything up. And that means your education programs, that means your training standards, that means your intensity, you do things. And that's just what every team's got to aim for. And I think they're probably the right age now to really put those expectations on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Two players we'd love an update on. Obviously, Gary Ablett and his status. And Jager O'Meara as well had the knee surgery, who we've all loved watching. Just the status of those two.
Gary's probably, he's running exceptionally well. He's, by his own words, said probably his best he's running in the pre-season. Probably doing about half to two-thirds of the football. Still hasn't got full range in his shoulder, but it's not far away. So we're keeping, not that we've done a lot of competitive stuff yet, but he's anything that can maybe test the shoulder, we've kept him out of that. But he's been involved in, as I said, at least half, maybe two-thirds of the football drills, which is pleasing. So he's not far away from joining full-on in the football program. So he'll certainly play NAB Cup games. Be right for round one. There's no doubt about that. Jager, I didn't realise the extent of his knees until I got the job. So it was really credit to him really to play the season out, and the fact that he couldn't train much during the week and had both his patella tendons scraped or cut. I'm not too sure what the procedure was there from the surgeon in London, but it's a very strict recovery program that the surgeon has set.
Yep.
So we've got to, as you imagine, with a professional young fellow like Jake, he probably tries to force the envelope a bit to progress it a bit quicker, but we've got to hold him back. The next 3 or 4 weeks is really a state of flux to a degree. So it's got a more strengthening.
Hmm.
But the surgeon said if anything followed to the letter and no setback,
yep,
he should be 16-week recovery to be able to play, which sets it about early March. So he sees a good chance of getting at least one NAB Cup game in.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on those two. Just one on the SMS. Rodney, the number one glaring weakness that you think in 12 months' time will be changed with this group that you've observed?
A glaring weakness as such. I think there's a lot of improvement in a lot of areas. I think we can get fitter. I think we can learn to run, plays different patterns and how we want to play. Obviously, the game plan's going to change, so that's... but I would think... I think natural maturity, I think, you know, they're going to become bigger and stronger anyway, you know, as they get a little bit older. But hopefully, educational-wise, be able to... As I said, I keep referring back to top four. That's what you've got to aim and compare yourself against. I think if you, as a club, you compare yourself with the bottom four or bottom six and have you in the middle of the table, well, you're not going to improve too much. So they set a high standard, those top four or five teams. So all those areas that we know, our fitness, our smartness, our game style, be able to kick goals, be able to put pressure on the opposition. So all those areas, I think, I certainly like to think we can improve in every area.
Absolutely. Well, I always look forward to a trip to Metricon Stadium for SEN footy. Great value for a large chunk of last year. Looking forward to seeing what Gold Coast can do, taking another step under your tutelage, Rodney. We'll no doubt talk in the future.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it, mate.